Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. 10 a.m. on Saturday, and it's Mike Vandervoort on Drive Through HR. Our guest today is Andrew Morton from SHRM. He's the SHRM social media guy. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on a Saturday morning. I hope you got a cup of coffee in front of you.
Yeah, I got Starbucks in front of me. Thanks for joining us. We were supposed to do a show yesterday. The internet gods did not cooperate, and so the show, you know, glitched out after like 30 seconds. And I saw some people had posted on Twitter, "What the hell, are you guys alive?" And just to reassure all of our five listeners, yes, we're alive and well. We just had some tech difficulties, but we're going to do the show today before Andrew goes off to do kids stuff, and I think I'm going to go off and see a movie today. So Andrew, tell folks your background. Obviously, you're at SHRM. Your Twitter handle is at SHRM Social. But what do you do for SHRM? And then we'll talk about blogging.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, it's great to be on, and I really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to interview a number of the bloggers that are going to be part of the SHRM 18 blog squad. I think it's really incredibly important to get as many of those voices onto your show as possible between now and SHRM 18. You know, on a daily basis, you know, I used to think that my title, the Director of Social Engagement, was kind of a bit of a silly title, or, you know, it didn't really describe what it is that I do on social media or what have you. And my mom still to this day thinks I run some sort of dating site or something to that effect. But, you know, the more I think about it, you know, engagement is more important than the social aspect of it in terms of, you know, social media has been described as so many different things over the course of the years, described by a particular platform, described by a particular piece of technology. And I'd say the biggest thing I do each day is try to bring a collective of different voices together to really talk about HR. And, of course, in many respects, we certainly hope that SHRM is either hosting the conversation or a big part of the conversation, and we want to make sure our voice is in there because we do believe wholeheartedly that anything about the workplace shouldn't be even once removed from SHRM. So that's really my job, Mike, is to be across different mediums and to work with a big group of people, talented people, Mary Kaler and Margaret, as a part of our internal team. But really, we have a process across the whole organization. You know, one of the things about being an English major, you know, it doesn't really give you a lot of transferable skills when you come into the real world. But one of the things about literature is you get an opportunity to kind of think back to particular literary allusions, and one of them is the Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer painting the fence scene. And that's really the key, is that you got to take a lot of people to paint that fence, to share that story. It's not one voice. It's a collective of all different kinds of voices. So that's really what my job is.
We've talked about this before, and we probably talked about it on here because you've been a guest a couple times before as we've done these shows around SHRM events in past years, and I've been partnering with SHRM on social media, I guess, going back 6-7 years. I think I said in my video 8 or 9, but it seems like I remember when I used to go to conferences and say, you know, to HR people, you have to get on Twitter. I was a zealous evangelist. You got to try Twitter. And you know, it was, people would look at me with glazed over eyes. And now, you know, our president uses it as his main medium of communication with many of his supporters. So the world has changed, I think, incredibly, you know, around social media and its adoption and the way people use it as part of their mainstream communication processes. But I particularly think SHRM has, you know, under your predecessor, Curtis Midkiff, and then under your direction, Andrew, I particularly think SHRM has done a really good job of adopting it when they were a little bit late to the party back in the day. But that is no longer true and has not been true for a number of years. And I continue to be impressed with I don't always make the next chats because it's tough to do at 3 p.m. For whatever reason, I always seem to have something else going on. But those chats are always interesting. There's always great comments there. You can jump in and say hi and, you know, run into people for a minute, if nothing else. And and that's just a small thing. All the other information you guys share, it's really well. So anyway, that's my annual SHRM suck up on social media. I'm kidding. I'm sincere. But we did want to talk about blogging, and I don't know like how many this year I counted. I think it was 63 bloggers, including myself, that are part of what we call the SHRM 18 blog squad, I guess. And those are literally people from all over the world coming in to help cover the SHRM event, SHRM National, the big conference in Chicago in June.
Right.
And SHRM has done this for a number of years. You've done it a few different ways. You want to just talk about how you create and select that squad or, you know, how people who might not have ever done it before might get involved. And then I have a couple other questions, you know, sort of more specific about that as well.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, you know, the thing about the blog squad in terms of kind of philosophical approach to really leveraging and giving access to so many different collectives, voices from across HR, you know, it's kind of evolved over the years. And I really believe that the selection process almost kind of works itself out in that, yes, we certainly do look at some of the top voices in human resources and across the workplace, and we wholeheartedly expect people to have an audience. I mean, ultimately, that's the bottom line, is we want, through the voice of the blog squad, for them to reach an audience that may not be able to attend SHRM 18. But, you know, the other big part of the selection criteria, Michael, is that I believe, and this goes back to one of the things I like to do, and I try to turn things on their head as much as I can in my thinking, the bloggers aren't good because they blog. They blog because they're good. And what I mean by that is basically they're good at the HR practices that they write about. And I want to bring a collective group of people that can not only share what's going on before and after SHRM 18 and during SHRM 18 through multiple social media platforms. And we, you know, vlogging is big now with video blogs. And I have some bloggers that don't even own a blog platform. They literally are just basically we're co-opting content that they write and we're sharing it through the SHRM blog.
Yep.
And that's okay because we're really looking across different mediums because we got to really – get our audience where they're at. But I go back to the premise too that the bloggers also give a virtual look at what's going on, but they give an in-person networking opportunity to the attendees of SHRM Annual. So when we said, well, we can't have more than 40 bloggers because that's how many people will fit in a room, right? Well, you know what? I don't want the bloggers in the bloggers lounge. I mean, save the time that they're networking with each other and writing. I want them out and about, and I want them to feel comfortable. And, you know, we don't have a sponsor for the Bloggers Lounge anymore because, frankly, it's not fair to the sponsor and it's not fair to the bloggers. They are there to do one job and one job only, and that is to write about what their passion is about and interact with attendees. And the more I can help facilitate that, the better. So in terms of the numbers, yeah, we have about 62 invitations out right now that people have accepted, and that will probably winnow itself down a little bit because, you know, life happens and people end up not being able to attend. But whether we have 55 on the ground at Chicago or 60, you'll rarely ever see them all in the same place with the exception of the Morning Bacon Festival. And that's okay because really the goal is to bring that SHRM Annual conference experience not only to the attendees that are there and make it better for them, but also to bring it to everybody else who can't be there.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, I just realized that when I rescheduled this show, I told you we had 30 minutes, and I'm not cutting you off, but I just want to let you know time's a premium. This defaults, I guess, to 15 minutes, and I just noticed that the clock is headed towards 5 minutes, so this is only going to be a 15-minute show. So I had a couple other questions I wanted to hit real quick. Tell us about the first time you met, you know, your first experiences with bloggers and how that kind of was for you.
Yeah, so, you know, for those who may not know, I spent about 21 years in the military, and, one of the unique experiences that I had as a part of kind of the second portion of my career as a public affairs officer was that I was put in charge of a group that was responsible for media relations and blogger outreach. We had a visionary leader at the time. His name was General William Caldwell. And General Caldwell believed that the real way to share the service member's story and to ultimately accurately and transparently portray what's going on was to bring in a collective of voices that hadn't had a seat at the table before, and those are the bloggers. And I got to tell you, you know, I was in Baghdad and many places across Iraq, and I traveled around with a lot of people that were making almost no money, if any, paid for their own way to come over to Iraq, and ultimately were doing it because they had a passion to write about what may or may not have been happening over there in theater. And I've just always been impressed by the spirit of the blogger in that ultimately they may not be working for a quote-unquote institution or publication, but you know who they're working for? They're working for an audience, and they passionately believe in their audience. And a lot of people try to say they're not real journalists. I couldn't disagree more. I actually think that traditional journalists are beholden to editorial review that pulls them away from their audience more than bloggers do. So I have a passion for people who write about things that are important to them. And I've had experience over the last decade and a half, experience with bloggers, and they're just good peeps.
Yeah, they are. You know, having been one and not been one and kind of now podcasting more than writing, but yeah, it's a passion for sure, because it definitely isn't a paycheck for me anyway. I guess for some people it might be, but this does not pay me anything other than goodwill. And
but you know how I pay you. You know how I pay you guys. I pay you in
bacon.
Yeah, that's right.
And exposure. But what I'm saying is, overall, right? You put your time in because you care, whether it's for SHRM or on your own or whatever. Listen, we have about 2 minutes and 45 seconds. The other question I wanted to ask you, and you've touched on it a couple times already, is the diversity of voice. Talk us why that's important, and talk to us about why that's important, and then we'll wrap up. I'm sorry that I booked the short show, but you know it's all right, I guess.
Hey, no problem. So yeah, you know, we want to make sure that the group of people that are a part of the SHRM 18 blog team are really emblematic of our membership, and they're emblematic of the broader workforce out there. So whether it's young or old, whether it's ethnic background, or whether it's from location globally across the world, or the topics in which these bloggers are writing about, compensation and benefits to talent acquisition to workplace culture, you know, we want to make sure that we don't have a homogenous group of people that are writing and tailoring their writing to one particular audience. And also, this also hits multiple mediums too, you know, video, Twitter, traditional blogs, Instagram, visual imagery, you name it. So I think the bottom line was is we worked really hard, Mary worked really hard, and, you know, again, it was almost an organic process because many of these people are part of this, what they call this new HR tribe, and we're just really excited to have these voices and the older voices, I don't use the word old, the traditional member team too, like yourself, that we know our members have come to rely on. So we're pretty proud of the collective group, and more importantly, we know that they're going to really reach the audience in a way that ultimately we're really trying to achieve.
Cool. I was going to ask you about your site visit, but we're going to run out of time. So be sure to share your site. Andrew and Mary Kaler and some others are headed up to Chicago to visit the McCormick Place and the site that we're going to be at for the Bloggers Lounge and some other things, so they get to enjoy Chicago. I understand it's okay up there this weekend. Put some stuff on Instagram or Facebook and let us know how the trip is going. We'll follow along vicariously, Andrew. Thanks for doing the show on a Saturday morning, and I know it was a quick show, 15 minutes, but I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate you and SHRM for offering the bloggers this opportunity to share and communicate with the rest of the SHRM membership and the HR professionals. So have a good morning, Andrew. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, thank you. And follow everything on blog.sturm.org. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. Bye.